Well, the recall election is set for June 5th in Wisconsin, and now it looks like the participants are set as well. You probably remember the controversy that led to this recall, the massive protests, the senators escaping from the state. That's when Governor Scott Walker first earned the wrath of Wisconsin Democrats in February of last year when he backed a bill to take away collective bargaining rights from public sector union employees. Demands for a recall soon followed, and we now find ourselves here. Tom Barrett, the mayor of Milwaukee, is now pitched in this battle against Governor Walker. Here to fill us in with the details, Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Nice to talk to you again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us about Tom Barrett. He lost to Scott Walker in the election previously. What are the chances he could win this time?
Yeah, it's a rematch by, you know, every definition. One thing that Democrats like about this is they feel like it's a decent chance for a buyer's remorse election for them, meaning that, you know, they feel like there's a good chance there's a handful of voters who maybe supported Governor Walker in 2010, who didn't realize exactly, you know, how conservative he was or what he was going to be about, and maybe want to have a chance for a do-over here in 2012. And so Barrett gives them a chance to run that campaign.
Well, tell me a little bit about who voted for Scott Walker in the first place. Were there a large number of Democrats who crossed over?
I would say there's a large number of Democrats. I mean, there's always a certain number of independents in Wisconsin who decide any race. 2010 in Wisconsin, as it was elsewhere, was a very big Republican year. And so Barrett, you know, despite, you know, his efforts, just wasn't able to ever gain much traction in 2010. Not that this is a Democratic year. We don't exactly know that yet here in Wisconsin, but it's a different year. And Scott Walker definitely has a record that he didn't have back in 2010.
Well, judging from the voting in this primary, it looks like the enthusiasm is all on the Republican side.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had a contested primary among Democrats here, and basically Governor Walker had token opposition on his side, and yet he still managed to get, you know, pretty close to the same number of total votes as all the Democratic candidates combined. So, you know,
he was about 50,000 short or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that Republicans walk away from and say, we've got enthusiasm, and certainly they've got a get-out-the-vote operation. They were making calls on this campaign saying, don't forget to go out and support the governor, even though his victory was basically assumed. So, you know, definitely a positive for them. I don't know that Democrats ran their full get-out-the-vote operation here because they, you know, the party operation didn't, you know, while you maybe knew who they supported, they didn't exactly take sides in this race. And so you may see that more in the June election.
I think we definitely will see that more for the June election.
Yeah.
Sean Johnson is Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Look for lots of money to be dumped on your state in the intervening time there, Sean.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.